This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, January 19th. God's word to you today is, He will. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 11, verse 10, and it says, "For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." If God does not help you, will you take the position of the persistent widow, or will you opt for help from another? Do you have a backup plan, or is God your only option? A single lady said to God, "You know I've been a good girl all these years. This is the beginning of another year. I'm going to follow you and do the things you say. But if nothing happens, I cannot guarantee anything, and it will not be my fault. After all, when girls were girls, I know how to capture any man I want. So why would I be like this without a husband?" What she was really saying to God is, God is not her only option. The question is, if God does not do it, do you want to help him? If God does not do it, who else should do it? You need to understand that this is not just shooting in the dark. God has said to us, "I will do it." And he gives us the example of the unjust judge in Luke 18 verses 1 to 8. Please read. God says, "Look at this judge. Even he rendered justice in the end. Who do you think I am? If you ask your father for bread and he did not give you a stone, if you ask for fish and he did not give you a serpent, how much more me? Give me some credit." David said in Psalm 63 verse 1, "O God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water." Our whole beings must long for God. In 1 Samuel 1 verses 1 to 10, please read. The Bible says, "Hannah got up. She said, 'Enough of the pity party. Enough of the rival responses. Enough of this crying to a man that cannot help me,' and went to pray. I pray that you will get up and go to the place of prayer." God became Hannah's only option. It was no longer an issue of the God of the heaven's armies that can help me. It became an issue of the God of the heaven's armies that must help me. That transition is totally indispensable. Like Hannah, you have to get up and pray. You have to get up and face God, because if God does not move, you're in trouble. But God will move. God will do it again, in the name of Jesus. When we transition from, "Can God help me?" to, "God can actually help me," then we transition from, "Can God help me?" to, "God must help me." When we encounter God, and we are going to encounter God this season in Jesus' name, we transition to, "God will help me." Psalm 27 verse 13 says, "Yet I'm confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. I am confident that everything that God has promised me, I will receive here in the land of the living." Please read 1 Samuel 1 verses 12 to 18. What makes it possible to move from "God must help me" to the point that you know that the help is here already? Hannah moved from "God must help me" to "God will help me." "I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Begin to eat and get ready, because your body needs to be strong for you to carry the baby. That is faith right there. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I affirm my confidence in you today. I am confident that God will help me, and I will see the Lord's goodness here in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.